Hello, hello. Hi, you guys. I'm Jess, host of this podcast, the Babe AF Pod, and I love new things. So I am launching a series here bi-monthly, so two episodes a month, called The Unfuckery Chronicles. And what my intention with that is to allow you to get unstuck from the mindfuck that you've put yourself in. Now, intentional or not, everyone gets there. Everyone gets in a rut. Everybody gets stuck. And so I want to give you a 5-minute or so little episode every other Monday that is going to boost your ability to unfuck yourself. And as you know, or maybe you don't, I majored in English in college, used to be an English teacher / writer. And so I love all things newspaper, print media. And I'm married to a writer. So it's only fitting that these are chronicles. Deliberative opportunities for you to kind of dig in and, you know, dare I say, use a microfiche. Oh my God, if you don't know what that is, legitimately one of the coolest things you've ever seen. Go to a library, check it out. Oh my God, what's a library? I'm just kidding. I'm really falling off the rails here, but I wanted to lean in and let you know that there is a new episode up today. And so I'm just so happy for you guys to lean in and listen, and feel free to share it with your friends if you think they need it, or if you have an idea on how to, or an issue that you're experiencing that I can help you get unstuck from in your current mindfuck, let me know. I'd be happy to see how I can help. So here's today's episode. Here's today's episode. Too much coffee. Sorry. I love you. Here we go. Good day, great day, babes. I hope you are hanging in there. I know sometimes Mondays can be a little crazy or literally complacent. So I wanted to give you guys this week's episode of the Unfuckery Chronicles with a little bit of insight. So for those of you that may be a younger listener on this platform, younger, I mean literally anyone younger than me, because I'm 42. Or if you're older, I'm so happy you're here. You are my people. I mean, everyone is my people. Let's be honest about that. So no age discrimination here, I tell you. But I wanted to chat about the concept of aging. So I've never used Botox, lip filler. I've never injected anything in my face except for Novocaine when I go to the dentist. Okay? I drink a shit ton of water. I probably should drink more. But I think a lot of the status quo and beauty standards these days lean in on, oh my God, you haven't had Botox. Oh my God, you haven't had lip fillers. Oh my God, you haven't injected anything into your face. No. I love the fucking wrinkles. I love them. Do you know why I love them? Because they are a sign of love, laughter, grace, excitement, encouragement. And I feel that the older I get, the more appreciative I am of those things. I'm not saying people that get injectables don't, but I'm just saying I have watched many women in my family be very minimal makeup women. My gran, as you know, bold lipstick, mascara most days, but that was literally it. I didn't see her add in foundations or blushes, even though I love those. But I do my makeup in a very natural way to where I feel like even if I didn't have any makeup on, the difference is very minimal in makeup versus no makeup. And I'm not talking about the no filter or the no makeup makeup, because that's still makeup. And trust me, I am an ambassador for a beauty brand. I am an influencer for pharmacy, so I understand. But what I've been recently leaning in on a bit more is the capacity to take care of my skin first and foremost. It is literally the only thing that's been with me the longest, human interaction or otherwise. I just love the way that I feel on the inside. My spirit is not 42. Sometimes my spirit is 85. Sometimes my spirit is 17. But I feel good on the inside, and I think that's reflected on the outside. So I'm keeping the fucking wrinkles, you guys. And if you are a person that has been considering cosmetic enhancements, does it make you feel good? Awesome. Do it. Also, read lots of reviews on people you are leaning in on to get services from, okay? Those are huge. I don't want to see you in an episode of Botched, okay? I just really appreciate the life I'm currently living, what I'm doing, and how I go about it. And fuck the wrinkles, they can stay. They make me feel babe as fuck because of those aforementioned things. And I want the same for you. So if leaning into injectables is your jam, let that be it. If it's not, come on over into the club with me. So what I basically, on top of all my rambling, want to give you as a point of encouragement today on this lovely Monday, hot as hell already, 92 degrees in Texas today, is that as long as you feel good about it, no one else's judgment, misunderstanding, or words should bother you, because it is your life, your body. Just do with it what you want within reason of healthy opportunities. Do your research, know your people, and be conservative about it if you want to. Sometimes people air out their BS, sometimes they don't. But I'm leaning in on the fact that I love the fucking wrinkles, and they're here to stay. Also, don't even get me started on gray hair, all right? I love the fucking glitter coming out of the top of my head. Okay, that's it. I hope this helped you get a little unstuck from the mindfuck today. And see you back on Wednesday for part two of The Mothership, my Mother's Day collaboration with some of my favorite babes. So, I love you, bunches. And here's to a good week. Cheers and toodles. All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.